Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 26th day of Adar Rishon, Tovshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Nedorim, Perek Hei, Mishnah Beis. Previous Mishnah, we had a machlekes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov about partners that banned having an off from each other, or one from the other. And the Chachamim held that each one of the partners cannot go in to the joint yard that they jointly owned, because as soon as he steps in, he's having benefit from his friends. You can't separate the yard. It's a joint yard. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, however, was of the opinion that they can, each one can go into the joint yard and they can say, I'm entering my property. We're going to see an extension of this machlekes in regards to a third party. Let's say there's a third party, someone else, not from these partners, not one of these landowners, who banned having an off from one of these two landowners that share a common yard. The Tanakhama holds that person is not allowed to enter the yard. Not allowed, because since he banned having an off from one of those partners, wherever he will step, because it's a joint yard, he's automatically having benefit by using the property of the shutef, of the partner that he made banned having an off from. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he says no. He says it's permitted for the person who made the vow to enter the yard. Why? Because Yochel Hu Lo Melo, he's able to tell the person, who he banned having an off from, the Sech Shal Chavercha Ni Nichnas. I'm not going into your property. I'm going into your friend's part of the property. I'm not going into your property at all. I banned having an off from you. I'm not going into your property. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds that even in such a situation, when he enters the joint chotzer, the joint yard, we can say that he's only having benefit from that shutter, from that partner, who he did not ban having any an off from. Some say, the Rashba Paskins, that when Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is lenient and he allows you to go in, that's only if he needs to see the shutuf, the partner that he's not benefiting an off from. Just to walk in there just like that, even Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov would hold you shouldn't do it. That's how the Rashba learns pshat in the Mishnah. Mishnah Gimel. Hamudu ha-ma'anoa mechaberi. One who had banned having any benefit under a vow, banned any benefit from his friend, Ruvain, banned having an off from Shimon, and Shimon happens to have merchots, a bathhouse, or beis habad and an olive press, muskorim bo'ir, that are owned by him but are leased in the city. He leased it, Shimon leased it out to Levi, well before he banned Reuven having an off from him. Now, can Reuven have benefit from this bathhouse or from this olive press whilst it's being leased to someone else, to Levi? That depends, says the Mishnah. Im yesh lo behen tfisas yad. If Shimon has some sort of a hold still on that bathhouse or the olive press, apart from the rent that he's getting, let's say he's left a little spot for him that he can still use that he hasn't leased. So he hasn't leased all of it. There's a little bit of it that he hasn't leased. Or maybe he's getting some percentage from the profits. So he has an interest in it. That's called tfisas yad. He's got some sort of a hand on that property, on the olive press or the bathhouse. Then osur. Then it is forbidden for Reuven to have any benefit from it. Why? Because since Shimon has some sort of a hold onto that property, it's considered as if he's benefiting from Shimon. Ein lo behen tfisas yad. But if Shimon has absolutely no rights to it, other than getting the rent from it, but he's got no rights to it, he doesn't have a share in the profits, he can't use the area at all for any of his belongings, he's totally leased it out to Levi, then mutter. Then it's permitted for Reuven to have a benefit from it, even though they are technically owned by Shimon under his title. But once he's leased them out to Levi and has no tfisas yad, he has no say in it, in the property during the terms of the lease, therefore, when Reuven is having benefit, he's not having benefit from Shimon, he's having benefit from Levi. Ha'omer l'chaver, one who says to his friend, Koinem leveischa shani nechinos, I ban your house as osur as a korban that I will not enter it. Sodcha she'eni ashani loike, I make your field osur to me like a korban that I will not buy it. Mace. And then his friend died. and the properties pass on in inheritance to his heirs. Or maybe he, Shimon, sold it to someone else. His friend sold the house or the field to someone else. Can Reuven, who made the vow, have benefit from it, from the house now under the new ownership, or the field? And the answer is yes. Mutter, it is permitted for the one who made the vow to enter the house, to buy the field from the Yorshim or from the person who bought it from Shimon, because since he, in his vow, he said, I ban your house from having any benefit. I ban your field from ever buying it. Therefore, the language of that vow tells us that he only intended to prohibit it whilst it belonged to his friend. However, continues the Mishnah, Koinem lebayis zesh ani nichnas. If he says, I make forbidden to me, like a korban, that this house I will not enter. Or he says, Koinem, I'm making like a korban, sode zoish ani loikayach, that this field I will not buy. Well, even mace, even if the owner of the house or the field dies, oishem achar l'achar, he sold it to someone else. Also, it'll always be prohibited for the one who made the vow to enter the house or to buy the field, because he did not make the vow dependent on his friend's ownership. He didn't say your house, he said this house or this field, and therefore the prohibition will remain no matter who is owning it.